first five is an assembly prayer. Acts chapter 12. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the assembly of God for him. So that was an assembly prayer meeting. But then at Mary's house, John Mark's mother, they had a prayer meeting. And that's in verse 12. Peter was released from prison and went to John Mark's house, Mary's house. And when he considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. So we've had cottage meetings where we had prayer about a certain matter. One time we thought we were going to have a division in our assembly, and some of us got together in a home and prayed about it, and God answered prayer. You wouldn't even know that situation existed. He hears and he answers prayer. You want to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day? Continue in prayer. How wonderful that is to pray. See, they continue in the apostle doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. The early Christian were people of prayer. It's easy to neglect it. It's easy to go to a conference, and you're taken up with the conference and the Bible readings and the ministry and the gospel. Well, it's wonderful, but don't neglect to pray. First Timothy 4, for the next suggestion, we just have a couple of more to consider. 1 Timothy chapter 4. All of these are suggestions, those of you who came in late, all of these are suggestions how to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. 1 Timothy 4, verse 13. Paul writing to Timothy, till I come, and the Lord is writing to us, till I come, give attendance to reading. Reading what? The Bible, the Scriptures, to exhortation and to doctrine. So we want to give attendance to reading the Bible, the Word of God, and to see Christ in all the Scriptures. For example, the first five books of Moses, we have the figures of Christ. Moses is a figure of Christ. Aaron is a figure of Christ. Joshua is a figure of Christ. The boards in the tabernacle speak of the humanity of Christ. The gold speaks of the deity of Christ. The silver speaks of redemption in Christ. So all the way through those first five books, we have the figures of Christ. You go to the prophets, the major and minor prophets, you have the foretellings of Christ. 700 years before Christ was born, Micah tells us he's going to be born, where he's going to be born. Isaiah 53 gives us the crucifixion, hundreds of years before Christ died upon the cross. So in the prophets, you have the foretellings of Christ. You go to the Psalms, you have the feelings of Christ. David says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was Christ and David saying that. Deep calls unto deep, all of thy waves and billows roll over me, David just said. That wasn't David. That was great David's greatest son, the Lord Jesus, upon the cross of Calvary. So, the Jehovah's my shepherd, the Lord Jesus could say in Psalm 23. So in the Psalms, you have the feelings of the Lord Jesus. You go to the four Gospels, you have the facts concerning Christ, Matthew presenting him as king, Mark presenting him as servant, Luke presenting him as the Son of Man, John presenting him as the Son of God. So you have the facts. There's no mistakes. No. The Spirit of God moved 40 men over a period of 1,600 years to write the Scriptures. They were moved by the Holy Ghost. How wonderful. The Scriptures. The Bereans were more noble than the unsaved Jews in the synagogue in that they searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so or not. So, let me finish with the scriptures. The book of Acts and the epistles, you have the works of Christ by the Holy Spirit. And in the book of Revelation, we have the future concerning not Christ, but the Christ. You said, what is the Christ? Church, Christ in the assembly. So may we really read the scriptures. You boys and girls even know that, don't you, in Sunday school? Read your Bible and pray every day. You want to sing that? Read your Bible, pray every day. Pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. And you'll grow, grow, grow. And you'll grow, grow, grow. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. So let's read the wonderful scriptures. Precious Holy Bible. Some places don't have the scriptures. In 321 there was a council, and only those books that claim inspiration got into the Bible. The book of James was the last book to get in because of works. Martin Luther called it a book of straw, but it's not. It's the Word of God. So only these books, these 66 books, got in the Bible. In about 750, there was another council called the Council of Trent, and they put the Apocrypha, but it's not scripture. Some of it's nonsense. It may have some historical value, I don't know, but the Catholic Bible has that, but we don't have that. So only what we have here is divinely inspired by the Holy Spirit, who moved these men of old to write the scripture. Their personalities come to bear, yes they do, but they were moved by the Holy Spirit to write the Bible. So only what you have here is the Holy Scriptures. So let's read the Bible. One more, Hebrews 10, verse 24 and 25. Hebrews 10, verse 24 and verse 25. Let us consider one another and to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much the more as we see the day approaching. So we want to be at the meetings. Attend the meetings. I know sometimes we have to miss a meeting. Something turns up in our workaday world, or a life, or a student may have to do a special examination, but may that be the exception. We don't want to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. You could stay at home and read your Bible, but when you come to the meeting, you have all the gifts locally, and you'll learn things you couldn't learn just by reading your Bible at home. It's wonderful that we should read our Bibles at home, of course, but to attend the meeting. And there are certain meetings which are assembly meetings. The breaking of bread is an assembly meeting. The prayer meeting is an assembly meeting. The open ministry meeting in 1 Corinthians 14, where two or three brothers, not four or five, where two or three, two probably, maybe three at the most, would speak and others would discern whether it's what we should have. So that's an assembly meeting. Then another assembly meeting is for disciplinary matters. We don't like those meetings. That's in 1 Corinthians 5. Sunday school? No. But I love Sunday school. Gospel? No. But I love to preach the gospel, and I trust you do too. But we don't want to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is. It encourages us. Who wants to spook the empty chairs? Right? Yeah. Well, some places I go for breaking the bread, there might be 100 people. Lord's Day night, there might be 20. So we want to be at the meetings to encourage one another and to get what the Lord has for us, to have a word. I thank you for coming tonight to hear the word of God. I trust what we've had tonight might help us to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. So may God add a blessing to his word tonight. Thank you very much. Amen.